This is Sunday Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. Joining me in the studio is Haim Goodman Strauss.
Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning. Haim is a math professor at the University of Arkansas, and he's teaching us how to make money through playing cards.
Right.
Off your friends. And more likely your enemies.
Right.
Soon to be enemies.
Soon to be.
We went through this situation last Sunday where you had piles of cards and somehow could arrange it to where if I am betting you that I can get a higher card and I let you pick first from one of these three piles of three cards, whatever you pick, odds are in my favor that I can pick a card higher
than what
you picked. And here was the
it's
setup.
It's amazing. Yeah.
Here was the setup. Use cards ace through nine, ace representing one. So it's a low card. And you're going to put three cards in each pile.
Right.
And how do you arrange those piles so that odds are you will know that you can win more often than
I
lose.
I pick a pile and pick a card out of it, and then you get to pick another pile, and no matter which pile I pick, you can pick a better one. Strangely enough, there's no best pile.
Well,
so here I've got the nine cards, and it's just really, you know, you just have to work it out. But the three piles are ace, six, and eight is the first one.
Ace, six, and eight.
Three, five, and seven is the second. Now notice, see, three, five, and seven, on average, five out of nine ways you're going to beat the first pile.
Right.
Because even though the second pile has that nice high eight, most of the time, though, you know, for example, three, five, and seven will beat the ace.
Right.
And then the third pile is two, four, and nine, and that'll usually beat the three, five, and seven pile and be beaten by ace, six, and eight. So it's ace, six, eight, three, five, seven, two, four, nine.
Do you mind if we just try that a couple of times?
Well, okay. I don't know if it's going to work
out. Sure, I know.
Actually, the odds are only that you'll win five out of nine times.
But
so it's just enough that in the long run you'll make money.
And really, I mean, I can't speak for the gaming industry at casinos, but, you know, the idea there is you have enough people play and the odds are in your favor. At the end of the day, when you do the ledger,
that's right.
You have more money taken in than you gave out.
That's right. So this is great to go to a bar and as long as you can run.
Now, I would assume, now see, if someone came up and showed me those piles, I don't have enough confidence in my critical thinking to think, to me, it would look even.
Yeah.
And I guess that's why
it's pretty close to even.
A good sucker bet, yeah.
So here we go. So here are the three piles. That's the third one, the first one, and the middle one.
Okay, so we'll play for 10 bucks a pop.
We'll just try it out. Okay.
All right, so I'll go first.
Okay.
Because presumably you're the guy who set this up.
No, I'll go first.
Okay.
You know the scheme.
Okay, I know the scheme.
Okay, so here I'll take this one.
From the second pile.
And I'll pick this card.
And I'm going to go from the third pile because I know that I've set it up that more often three beats two.
Seven.
Two.
Ah,
okay.
Well,
let's try it again.
So
I'm into you for 10 bucks. Well, let's do it again.
Okay, I'll pick from the first pile this time.
Okay, let's go double or nothing. This is for $20.
Okay.
You pick from pile one. I'm going to pick from pile two because odds are.
Yeah, well.
I mean.
Go for it.
Yeah.
I lucked out again.
You got a seven. Yeah. Okay, well.
But so anyway, it's just in the long run.
Right.
So.
You got to have capital to invest in potentially losing.
That's
but it
right.
will all, at the end of the day, it will
That's
come
right.
back to you.
So let me do, let's just have one more week of these kinds of non-transitive bets.
Okay.
That where there's something always that can be better than another
sure.
thing. Where there's no best play. So this is another really surprising weird one. Suppose we start flipping coins. And of course they come up heads or tails. And just so happens it came up tails just now.
Okay.
And we could just keep doing this.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what we'll do is we'll each pick a string of three things. For example, heads, tails, heads.
Okay.
And then you pick one.
I'll take heads, heads, heads.
Okay. And then we'll just start flipping coins, and whoever gets their string first wins.
Tails. So that's no one's going to
win. Heads. Tails. Oh, I have a 50% chance now.
Oh, I see what you're doing, yes.
Heads. Oh, okay. But that just sort of worked out that
right.
way. So it is radio. Nobody can really verify.
Yeah, well, I saw.
Well, amazingly, no matter what you pick, if you went, you pick first,
mm-hmm.
I can pick something that will give me more than a two-thirds chance of winning. Oh, well, maybe I should. Should I tell them the rule or should I?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's go with the rule.
Let's just tell you the rule. This is the secret rule.
So I picked heads, heads, heads.
Right. And so the way to figure out the string that will give you the right way to win.
More often than not.
More often than not. Take out the last thing.
So my
just
last one
it.
Was heads.
Just throw it away. So now we have heads, heads.
Mm-hmm.
And then put in front the opposite of what's now the last one. So this week's puzzle, is as same as we had just been doing. We're going to flip a coin over and over and over and over again, and each player will have picked a sequence of what they want to see.
And three results.
Results. And so suppose we see heads, tails, heads, heads, tails, heads, heads, and so on. So it's simply to show or calculate what's the probability that heads, heads, heads,
three consecutive heads,
will appear before tails, heads, heads, heads.
And think of it, I guess, this way. Write down, if you flip the coin and it comes up heads, write down an H.
Right.
Flip it again, it's heads, write an H.
That's
flip it
right.
again, it's tails, write tails. And so you got this long string of H's and T's.
That's right.
And so what are the odds that you'll first have three H's?
Before, somewhere before, tails, H, 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 H.
Okay. And why is that?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think I may have an answer.
All right.
All right. I'm Goodman Strauss. He's a math professor at the University of Arkansas. He joins us almost every Sunday morning on Sunday, Ozarks at Large.
All right.